Blog Talk Radio.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Hey. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the fame, I'ma still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV.
Sharp Cannon Kodak, Top Coat Cashmere, Will Camo Kojak, wrist and neck, drip drop, clip pop, hold that, grown man, hand up, stand up, know that, wasn't always rosé, click yeah, diva, Miami for the weekend, eating, she ma, pull up, valet park car, be ma, remember being flat broke till I had Enoch, had to get my change up, change up, like a flat tire side of the road, the right time with the right grind, climbing the roads, rock diamonds that glow, ice blind them and show, heard lights to slide in the hole, it's my way, or the highway, eye on the toe, yes, I'm a pro, press eye on the foe, talking, what I walk, talk, never the foe, yeah.
You never really noticed me, now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me, just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Chick like who him, in the low bubble, trouble with the low brim, running no huddle, double the score, Tom Brady, Mercedes, settle the floor, won't settle with all, middle finger to loss, parquet, bread and butter, but I hunger for more, look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore, mimosas, what I said, starting my mall, while these other niggas playing cute, playing the show, beachfront, she can front if she want, trust. Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts to be arraigned in court. But no dame, it's public. I'm no lame, know how to get dough, get low, the flow flame. My desire is fire, saliva, propane. Q, turn it up, flick, the bitch is always the same. Yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Do it big, Chris Wallace. Any night, take flight, St. Thomas. First class recliner, wine and empanadas. Stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage. Touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba. Chick shirt cooler, something like Zamunda. Blue water, white sand, Ronas in the cooler. Cute Mr. Dos Equis, come correctly. Chilling crushed linen, mocha loafers, Giuseppe's, huh? They told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion. Thought you was fancy, huh? Guess you drew like Nancy Dunn. Shed a tip for every lappy run. Real rap, cause on track, he El Capi son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens, lights, camera, action, one. Deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Dons and Divas, I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. We had Miss Irie with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist Young Kano, and we played his smashing single, Am I the Only One? After Young Kano, we had up-and-coming artist Bugatti Rab, and we played his smashing single, Boss to the Death. And we also talked about his new mixtape, Boss to the Death, that's out right now on iTunes. So make sure y'all go cop that. After Bugatti, we had the one and only Grand Poobah in the building, letting us know what's been going on with him since Brand Nubians. Now, to hear last week's show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. This evening, we have another amazing show for y'all. We have Queen Cashmere Duffy with the GQ General Question. Then we have up-and-coming artist Bang, and we will be playing his smashing single, Stacks, and also All Ghetto featuring Red Cafe, and finding out what's going on with him in the music industry. After Vane, we have My Swagger is Crazy in the building, and we're going to find out what's going on with him and his big event for his 21st anniversary, Strictly Business, a Black and White Affair at the Piranha Lounge at 79th Madison Avenue, 28th Street on June 15th. It's going to be bananas, I'm telling you. So make sure you grab those tickets. After My Swagger is Crazy, we have entertainment lawyer Robert Ross. And we're going to be talking to him and find out what's been going on with him since his last interview on GQ Palace. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Cashmere and her GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
My life had ups and downs, so you came in and changed my whole
Dons and Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Queen Cashmere Duffy. Cashmere, welcome to the show. Cashmere, are you there?
All right.
I want to know, first of all, I want to thank you, you know, for taking the time out to join us in this general question. Hello, Cashmere?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure you're there. I know I hear something in the background. It's only me and you right now. So I'm just making sure, you know, you're with me here.
Okay, yes, well, I'm ready.
Okay. Now, would you like to tell the listeners a little something about yourself?
My name is Cashmere Duffy. I'm 18 years old. I'm from Long Beach, California. I attend Long Beach City College, and my major is psychology.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And, okay. All right. Now, what's your topic for this evening?
My topic for this evening is, what are solutions to insecurity?
What are some solutions to insecurity?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Now, what made you choose that specific topic?
Just because a lot of people, even including myself, I know we all have insecurities, and what are some solutions that we could do to get rid of them or to lessen them?
Wow, that's kind of deep right there. All right, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air and speak to Cashmere to discuss her topic for this evening, or stay on the line to hear the show. Now, Cashmere.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a, what are the resolutions for insecurity?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you just got to have the trust in you. You understand? You just got to be trustworthy with that person and, you know, let them know, you know, that, you know, you there with them through thick and thin. Because once that insecurity kicks, there is really no cure for it.
Right.
To be truthful, okay. It's hard. It's real hard.
Okay, but what if you have people that's talking down upon your relationships? I mean, how does that stop the insecurity if I have a fine boyfriend but someone's telling me, well, how you get him? What's the solution to that? What can I do?
Well, you have to ignore situations like that, because it boils down to either they're jealous of your relationship, or maybe they want your man.
Right.
You understand? Because that's how people do. They sit there and they criticize people's relationships because they don't have what you got and they want what you got, so they're trying to destroy it. Maybe they'll try to tell you certain things that's going to make it seem like the relationship ain't what it is.
Right, okay.
You understand? So it's actually up to you to decide whether or not you're going to follow that or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. Yeah, we do. Okay, so what about insecurity, just having them? Even if you feel that you're worth being with a partner, you just have those insecurities. It could be about anything, your body, just the way you, just yourself. What about that?
I think me personally, I think certain situations in that point, it boils down to a low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
In certain situations. You understand? You know, because can't nobody tell you nothing about yourself as long as you love yourself.
Right.
You understand? As long as you love yourself, can't nobody tell you anything. If you like a person that takes everything, that got real bad feelings, and takes everything to heart, then it's gonna be a problem.
Okay, but check this out. You don't know if somebody has insecurity. They could project themselves as someone who thinks great about themselves, but in the inside they don't. So
that's true. Okay, that's true, too. Matter of fact, we have a caller on the line, so we're going to bring that caller on right now, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
All right. You have Cashmere on the line. Did you hear her topic for this evening?
Yes, I heard the topic. That's a wonderful topic. That's a great question. Because insecurities is like it's an illness that a lot of people go through in relationships. The first solution, I would say, first and foremost, is prayer. And then secondly, you know, insecurity, you have to treat that kind of like an illness. And what I mean is that you can't treat an illness with anything. You first have to find out the cause of it. So find out the cause of insecurities, and it can be several things. It can be many of things. Just one thing off the top of my head could be because of a prior relationship that this person was in. They was treated
okay.
They moved on, and they moved on to something better, and it was probably good at the beginning, right? And then they started seeing things, and they kind of like being an army, like, you know, like just these flashbacks. You start seeing things, hallucinating kind of like away. And so, you know, that kind of looks familiar, saying to himself, and I think this is what's going on. So now all this stuff starts kicking on you. And then you have other people who may have also been in relationships, and they're also insecure about themselves. And they're going to say, yeah, girl, you know, I had a man like that. I'm telling you.
Right.
You know, but merely what they're doing is that actually they're throwing their burden on your shoulder, and if you're not strong enough, you're just going to listen because you already have insecurities already. So what are you going to do? Two birds with a feather flock together.
Exactly.
I think insecurities, another solution is therapy. Being around people and learning that everyone, this is a huge world, and that there's good and that bad, and you have to learn how to trust people. You have to give yourself a chance.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Because it's mainly based upon you. You understand?
You
know? Caller, have you ever dealt with any insecurities?
Yeah, I've dealt with a lot of insecurities. Rich Money, thank you very much. Dealt with a lot of them. That's another topic. Oh, man. Yes, I've dealt with a lot. That's because exactly like what I'm saying about a person that I've been in, in a previous relationship, and they've been through a lot of ups and downs, whatever they've been through, and now it ends another relationship, and, you know, the next person might be doing some of the things that was done to them before, and you might think, well, since it was done to me like this before, I know exactly what's going on, and that may not be the case. I've been in a relationship now. The question's about me. Yes, I've been in a relationship before, and let's say, for example, I was with this girl a long time, right? And she would go out, I'm going out with my friends, you know, and I start seeing mood changes, like, when you get phone calls, you're like, you know, you used to, like, sitting next to me talking and things like that around me out in open. Now, it's like, you get a phone call, it's like, you want to move to a different part of the room. I'm like, what, for real? Something's going on. So now, we get to the big thing. I'm going to love relationship, and this person, it may be the same thing may happen. I'm like, oh, I know what's going on, and that may not be the case. It may be the same thing you want to see. That may not be the case. Yes, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, the phone was breaking up.
Yeah, but see, you know, I think, but insecurity also builds with a knot in your stomach. I think everybody has been through insecurity.
Right.
You understand? You know, and that the insecurity deals with the trust issue. And to me, it's going to be hard. Once a person do something to you, it's hard to get that trust back. Not saying you can't get it back, you know, if you choose to give it back, but what's actually going to be on your mind when that person goes out or they decide to go with this person, you're still going to feel that same way that you felt first because you're going to think the same thing as you thought from the first time. Like they said, you did it once, you'll do it again.
Right.
Exactly. But you know the other thing can be, too? That being that you already went through that, now your endurance level, like, you know, your patience, like, how much can you take? You know what I mean? Your patience.
Unless you're on the board, right.
Joe, you're going, like, in and out, Joe.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on for a second, man. Hold on. Let me fix this. Hello?
All right.
Yeah.
It also may be that, like how much could you take? Have you been into an abusive relationship? Because, you know, insecurity is also on the form of abuse. And after you've been through that once or twice, and you've gone through it again, like, you have to be willing to, like, to be able to deal with it. You know, like, how do you deal with it? And you're like, you know, if it happened to you once before, twice again, and you see it again, are you willing to say, you know what, I'm going to stick it out, I'm going to go for it, or are you just going to just cop out?
Right.
I think it's kind of hard to try to stick that out. Me personally, because I, you know, I, like I said, I've been through it too, and it's kind of hard for you to try to stick it out. You know what I mean? Because for the simple fact, it dwells in your mind, and it's on your mind or whatever, and it's hard to stick it out.
How much can you really take? The garbage level is crazy. I don't know.
Because, I mean, you could go back to the same person, but will you still feel the same way about that person?
No, you won't. It's changed.
See, that's the main thing right there. Will you still feel the same way about that person? You understand? I mean, it's easy to go back, but the hard part is, you know, staying.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And if you got friends that's going to criticize, you know, your relationship, like I said, they not friends at all.
Right.
They're not friends at all, you know, because a real friend, you know, they'll be truthful to you. They, you know, whether you think it's harsh or not, they're going to tell you the straight up facts about what's going on. They're not going to bite their tongue.
True.
I don't know. But, definitely, it's like, you know, it's even family. It's not just friends. It's even family. Even family. That is male or female. The first thing they're going to tell you, leave. Don't do this, leave. You don't deserve to be treated like this. Just leave. Now, even though you're going through whatever a person's going through, and when it comes to insecurity, you may say, like, you know what? Even though this person's doing it this way, I still love this part of this person. And that's why a lot of people tend to stay in a relationship because they try to look past that thing. To them, it's small.
Mm-hmm.
Look past that. It's okay. It's okay. I still love this person, like this person, whatever. It's okay. And, you know, then next you know, you find yourself 2-3 months in or you're in a relationship and you're still dealing with insecurity.
Right.
So where does it stop? Where does it end? Like, somebody has to back up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in that situation, who do you feel should back up?
I think it's the one who's being abused. Because first of all, the one is being
abused.
But
what if they both feel like they're being abused?
Mm. Then therapy. That is the only solution. If that doesn't work, then get off, Ken. Because sometimes, you know, you can have, you know, you have to look in the mirror to see yourself. And therapy is kind of like that's what therapy is. You have to see yourself.
Right.
See, but to me, you could use therapy. Anybody could give you therapy. You know, so you're just paying for a person to actually just talk to you. And if you have somebody truthful that could really talk to you that you have there, they could do that same thing without you being charged for it. That's just my personal opinion. You
know,
exactly. I know a lot of people say therapy. That's just my personal opinion.
No, and
people
you're right.
Say therapy. Well, people are only saying therapy because people went to school to actually analyze it.
Mm-hmm.
So they know more of how the human mind works, you know?
So, in other words, go ahead, Joe, you going to say something?
I was saying she's right. I mean, they went to school for it, and it's all about, like, attitudes and behavior. You study that. You study psychology, and in psychology, it deals with attitudes and behavior. I mean, you know, this is how you determine how, you know, somebody, you know, how you say, I don't know that word right now. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying.
So, Kasmin, you would actually consider going to therapy if you was in that situation?
Actually, I don't think I would consider therapy. I would probably just seek family and friend help. Well, not even friend, just family, maybe for my mother or aunt. But no, I do not think I would see a therapist.
You know.
Yeah, that is therapy. Like Rich just made that point.
Exactly.
Therapy is just therapy. When people hear that word therapy, automatically think about going to this guy's office, sitting down on the couch. Yeah, Doc. Well, you know, when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody can do that because, like, when you're in a relationship, I mean, it just takes it's common sense to certain things in relationships. Like, who in this world has never been in a relationship, really? Who in this world can't tell you, you know, certain things about relationships? You know what I mean? And you know, who's better off than your own family?
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
You know what, and that's the big thing about it. We actually have another caller on the line. We're going to bring that caller in. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have Cashmere on the line.
Hi, Cashmere, how are you?
I'm fine, yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Me personally, I'm not for the therapy, you know, going to see a therapist and stuff like that, only because to me it's just like you can easily ask an outside person that doesn't know either party.
I hear a lot of noise in the background.
Yes.
I hear a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah, I know, because I'm on my way to work. Sorry.
Okay.
I wouldn't do the therapy only because I just feel like you're gonna pay your money to go and have someone tell you what? Something that you already know. You know, only thing that person's pretty much gonna tell you is, okay, you have to figure out, one, what's the problem? Why do you feel insecure? If it's something about you personally, how can you change it? What can you do to change it? You know, how long have you been trying to change it? You know, when it comes down to someone's, like, personal insecurity, if it's an insecurity and you're in a relationship, 9 times out of 10, being in different relationships, you already know what you will and what you will not accept. And when you deal with someone, it's easy to say, oh, okay, well, you know what, I feel like I'm going to use because I'm giving my all, you know, personally. But there comes a time where you have to figure out, do you want to continue to give your all, or do you just want to say, you know what, this isn't working right now? A therapist is pretty much going to tell you, you know, try A, B, and C, and if it doesn't work, then maybe need a break. But in your heart and soul, you already know what needs to be done. You can tolerate it personally, or you can't. To me, you don't need a therapist for that. But I think that as women, I can speak for, you know, women, some women, most women will have some type of insecurity no matter what.
Right.
You know, whether it's their hair, whether it's their nails, whether it's their feet, you know, whether it's the size, you know, the size that they are, you know, a woman will have type, you know, all types of insecurity. Some people, you know, they can give you that outer shell, and that shell that they're giving you is like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I'm okay. But deep down inside, you don't know what that, you know, what that smile is, you know, hiding.
Exactly, and I said that in the beginning.
You know, so all women will have some type of insecurity. When it comes down to an insecurity about yourself,
but
you know what you need to do to fix yourself, you know.
But ain't that another word for low self-esteem?
But you know what? I wouldn't say.
I wouldn't say
insecurity is low self-esteem.
Right. See, my opinion personally, I don't think that if you're insecure, that means you have low self-esteem.
Well,
I'm talking about your hair
and your body and everything. To me, that's a low self-esteem.
That's not a low self. You may be insecure, but you don't have low self-esteem.
Exactly, and you can
so
be insecure
be,
you
without having
know,
self-esteem.
So why be insecure about the way your hair look? You understand?
Well,
if you're insecure,
that means
you're worried about what people are going to say.
No, you
no,
may
no,
be insecure.
I think that's confidence in yourself.
We have to be confident in yourself, like believe in yourself. You're talking about confidence.
I disagree because you might exactly, doesn't mean that you're insecure or that you're not confident, because
exactly.
confidence comes from within. Your hair is an appearance on the outside, and if you're the type of person that cares what other people think, then yes, that'll beat your self-esteem down. But if your insecurity is something that you have from within, then that's not a low self-esteem, because you don't care what anybody else thinks. You just care about making yourself happy.
Exactly.
Okay,
I think it's even different.
So let me ask y'all something. Would y'all feel? Would you go outside if you had long hair, and you felt your hair was all raggedy or whatever? Are you still going to go to the store like that?
Yes.
Okay, if you're if you're comfortable within yourself, you'll walk out your door looking however you want to look. You know,
because that's confidence.
But see, you could be insecure about something on your body and hide it, but then you put on something that does not show it, but you still have confidence. That's why insecurity is not the same as low self esteem.
Okay, so why hide something?
Low self worth.
Why hide it? Why hide it?
Because you're insecure about it. You don't like it. That doesn't mean that you think low about yourself. You're just hiding it because you do not like it.
So if you don't like
one thing about yourself, you can still love yourself. You just don't like that one thing.
No. Okay. That's understandable. But the point I'm trying to make, to me, it seems like y'all just saying the same thing, but in a different format.
No, because what you're saying is, if a woman is insecure, then is that the same thing?
No, don't get me wrong. Women, I'm talking about men too.
I'm just saying, the question you had asked was, if a woman is insecure, is that the same thing as having low self-esteem? And we're saying, no, it's not the same thing. You know, low self-esteem, to me, is when you not only do you care what everyone else, what they perceive of you, you care about that. Low self-esteem, to me, when you're insecure, it's something about yourself
that you don't like.
What do you think about that, Joe?
Is that are you trying to say that, is that also saying that you had a low level of comfortability about being comfortable about yourself, your body? Because, you see, everything like Rich said, you know, it's like a word game we're going on right now. And you, Kazmir, as psychologist, we do know, like, we try to psychoanalyze somebody, talk about the behavior and attitude, the way to walk and talk and things like that. Now, I'm not a psychologist. But I've read books. I know about psychology. I haven't graduated, but what you're saying, what you and the other caller are saying, I think it also has to do with a level of confidence, of being comfortable with yourself. Why hide it?
Exactly.
Why hide it? So that means you're not comfortable with yourself.
But that does not mean you have low self-esteem. You're just not comfortable with showing that body.
Okay.
What do y'all
consider low self-esteem?
Low self-esteem is when you feel low self-worth about yourself. You walk around with your head held down.
Right.
You don't think great things about yourself. Being insecure, I may not like this about my body, so I will not show I will not show this part of my body, but I think my face is pretty, so I'm pretty. You just
right.
I mean, I'm not understanding what y'all don't understand.
Answer
the caller, Joseph. No matter which books you read, I've read many hundreds of books. And when I tell you, not one book have I read ever said that if you have low self-esteem, or if you're not confident in yourself, or you have a problem with yourself, that means it's low self-esteem. Not one book has ever read that. And I've read books about self-awareness, and none of those books ever say that.
Oh, so, this is from Jim.
I have a question
for psychology.
You might
want to
check that.
Ms. Kazmir?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I have a question, actually, because you major in psychology. So I want to know first of all, I want to say this. We need to break down each word that we're using in definition. Now, my question to you is this. What is the difference between low self-esteem, as you said, putting your head down, things like that, and depression? What is the difference between both of them? Depression and low self-esteem.
Depression and low self-esteem.
Right.
Depression can come from anything. You know, depression can not only come from low self-esteem. It can come from whatever is going on in your life. You could have depression but not have low self-esteem.
What causes depression? What are some of the causes of depression?
Exactly.
He said, I'm sorry, he said what?
What causes of depression?
A lot of things are causes of, I'll help you out with that. A lot of things are a cause of depression. People get depressed for many, 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 many different things. And that doesn't mean that, now people can get depressed from losing their job. That doesn't mean that they have low self-esteem because they lost their job. That doesn't mean they lost their job. You know.
Let's not switch. Let's not put self-esteem in there. We want to separate. That's what I said. We want to separate. I just want to know what's the definition of depression, and then we're going to move on.
The definition of depression is when something is on your heart and it's saddening you. To me, that's the definition of depression. When
you said what?
Weighing something on your, something that's weighing heavy on your heart that saddens you.
Oh, good. Okay, saddens you. So would you agree with me that people who are depressed because something that they're sad about or there's something weighs heavy on their heart, do you think that the next step from that they start lacking self-esteem, respect for
others?
Your question, Joseph, about depression, a condition of general emotional dejection and withdrawal, sadness greater and more prolonged than that warranted by any object we compare to depression.
Whoa.
There you go.
Dress. Oh man, I don't like the way this dress looks. I'm gonna go up and change it. All
right. That's right, but
that's
I'm not sure about this. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe yes or no. That's insecure. I don't know.
So if you put on something and you walk out the door and you realize once you get out the door that people looking at you all kind of way and you already feel funny about what you have on, you have low self esteem.
No, it's confidence. That's confidence.
Exactly.
Exactly. So that's the difference. That's the difference. That's confidence. So therefore, you don't care what anybody else thinks. See, that's the difference. I gave you your own example.
Okay,
right.
So what's low self-esteem? If you go outside and you have on that same, he have on the same thing, and he'd be like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm going to go change this. No, I just don't feel right with this on. You trying to say you don't think you have a low self-esteem? If you have a dress on, you'd be like, oh man, I look real fat in this dress.
He just said that was he just said with the question that I gave him that was confidence, right? So now your question for us is what? If he walks outside or a female walks outside, they have a dress on, and with them having that dress on, they say, oh, okay, but you know what? I look fat. I don't like this. You know, that's low self-esteem. The first part of the question was when you walk out the house and other people are looking at you funny and you already feel some kind of way because you know you shouldn't have on whatever it is you have on. He said that's confidence. That's your difference right there. One is caring what other people think, and the other one is a problem that you might have from within. That's
right. Exactly.
Okay. So, listen. So you're trying to say which one would you say is the one with the problem that you have within?
The one within.
Is that a low self-esteem?
Low self-esteem
is a problem within, right?
Yes.
Okay. So no, insecurity
them,
is a problem. Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Both of them. No. See, no. Both of them are something that's within. But what we're saying is just because you don't like one part of your body does not mean you do not like the whole thing. When you're insecure about your whole self. I mean, when you have low self-esteem, you have low self-esteem about your whole self, not just one particular thing about yourself.
Okay, so wait. When you're insecure, you're only insecure about one specific thing.
Yeah, you may be insecure about one specific thing, or maybe it may be two. But you love your whole self. When you have low self-esteem, you do not like anything about yourself. Just because you have insecurities, that does not mean you don't like yourself or you don't love something about yourself.
Okay,
that means you're not sure about yourself.
Very good.
Exactly.
Thank you, Kazmir.
Exactly.
Yes,
you're not sure about yourself.
No, that does not mean that you're not sure about yourself. You are sure about yourself. You just don't like this one particular thing about your body.
Right. So
No, y'all not comprehending. We know what we're talking about.
We comprehended very well, because all y'all doing is saying the same thing in a different format.
Y'all trying to make us change our minds, but you know what? We're not going to play with y'all. We know what we're talking about.
You change your mind. See, because if you change your mind, what that is? What that means?
We're not changing our mind because we're sure.
And Joseph,
no, we believe in ourselves.
Joseph, what is the definition of confidence?
Confidence is like this. I'm going to give you an example. Confidence is if
don't give me an example. What's the definition?
No, I'm going to give it to you the way that you spoke it, because that's the only way that you're going to understand in your language. I'm not going to talk in my language.
I gave you a definition, and then I gave it to you in a way that you can understand.
I want to give it to you, and hopefully you understand.
Hello? Okay, well, go ahead, Joseph. Break it down. Please, my brother, please.
I'm gonna break it down, my brother. This is how
break
I'm
it down.
He gonna break,
break it down.
I'm gonna break it down for your sisters. Hold on. Let me break it down
to where he can understand. You gotta break it down to where we all understand it.
He gonna break it down, Joe, to where
we all understand it. He's gonna try to be on your side regardless. I see what y'all got going on.
I got your back.
Can I talk, sister? Can I talk my piece?
Preach on.
Go ahead, my brother. I'm listening.
All right, so this is how it goes.
Confidence is like putting on a suit,
and going out for a job interview. You're putting on a suit, you're looking in the mirror, right? You know, you're fixing your tie, you know, checking out, you know, any lint things on your shirt, your jacket, and everything. You're looking at yourself. You're like, you know what? I can do this. I'm going to get this job. I'm confident. I'm confident enough. I know I can do this. Now, what is the second question?
Go ahead. What's the second question? Y'all kind of quiet. What's the second question?
I'm confident.
He said that he wanted to be able to speak, so we're letting him speak.
Exactly.
Are you done?
He just told y'all.
Because y'all wouldn't let us speak. Y'all was interrupting, so we just being kind.
Okay, so you know what? We ain't going to say a word.
Now, just so you know, Joseph, believing something or someone is capable or correct when they are not. Confident.
Say that again.
Which is different from the definition that you just gave. Okay.
What you mean?
Now, do you comprehend that? And it's also a form of arrogance, feeling confident, feeling cocky. That's what that is.
So you're trying to say a confident person is arrogant?
What you're doing is,
oh my goodness,
you're giving yourself a pep talk before you go and try and speak for that job.
Oh, my goodness. I'm arrogant.
If someone is arrogant or someone is cocky, they don't have to have
I'm confident in what I'm saying, that I know what I'm saying. I know I'm not wrong. That's how confident I am.
I believe in myself because I respect myself. You have confidence in yourself.
Y'all making it sound like confidence is something that's like goddamn arrogance or something, because a person have confidence in themselves. No, you're talking about conceited now. Now you're talking about conceited.
Conceited and confidence is two different things.
If you're giving yourself a pep talk before you walk out the house to try and get that job, honey, you are not confident in any kind of way, because you have to gas yourself up. A person that is confident,
they get their nails done, and soon as they walk out, they have a totally different attitude. Now they come, now they know they can get any man that's confident. Right?
Exactly.
You can be ugly as hell, but you get your hands up.
Hey, wait, one at a time. Everybody talking at once.
Come on.
Well, anybody talking at once. Now, go ahead. To me, confidence.
I'm here. You want
everybody
to
still on the line?
You want me to
I'm
talk?
Still here.
What I said was, when Joseph was explaining how you give yourself, I'm going to call it a pep talk, before you go out and before you try and get that job. What I'm saying to you is, a confident man, a confident woman, they don't have to give themselves a pep talk.
Exactly,
because
they already know they got
it. No, I'm sorry. I disagree.
Because every time
I get dressed, I look in the mirror and the music playing, I'll be like, damn, I'm not my eye. I'm feeling good. You understand?
Yeah,
I'm feeling nice, getting dressed and everything.
Like
so it's like,
so when you don't get dressed, when you don't get dressed, then rich money, and you're at home and you're not dressed, you're still not confident?
Wait a minute, if I look in the mirror,
Exactly, so it's not the suit that's making that man, it's the man that's
what?
Making that
cashmere.
Man. That's confident.
Can we put cashmere back in the street? Hello, cashmere?
I'm here.
Joseph,
please, we want some input from you. What do you think about this dressing thing?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I want to know, what's your input about what we say? I mean, because Lavina, she's accusing me of being arrogant because, you know, like, I'm putting
it's
on
so
a
wrong.
Suit and pet talk and stuff.
How are you wrong?
Okay, let me help.
If
you you are arrogant.
I
want to
hear cashmere.
Well, you arrogant. That's not what I said. If you're going to ask me,
I believe if you have confidence.
I would like to hear cashmere. Cashmere, what do you have to say? Yeah,
I believe if you're confident in yourself, you don't need to give yourself a pep talk because you already know you have it.
Exactly. Exactly what
so
I
you
said.
Must not be confident.
Oh,
you're not confident because
oh,
you have to prep yourself. You have to prep yourself for something. If you're confident, you have confidence, you don't need to prep yourself. You should be able to walk in like, boom, boom, bam, I got it, without no prep talk.
I'm saying it's not about the prep talk. It's about believing. What is confidence, like believing in yourself? You know what I mean?
Yes,
so,
believe.
That's what I'm hoping. It's not about talking to myself. Go past the prep talk stuff. Like we just went to a whole different conversation, prep talk. Like, how did that happen?
We didn't go into a whole different conversation.
The point.
With
the example
that you made, you said that if you go out for a job, and that's your dressing stuff, you say, yeah, I'm going to get this job. I called it a pep talk, and I said that when
it's about the clothes. You missed the point. It's about the clothes because you made
okay.
a comment about dressing. So I gave another example about dressing.
I also gave you the definition of being confident, which is arrogant, which is confident, which also is cocky. That's knowing you are the man, whether you get that job or not. That's
exactly.
You're the man, and you know you're the man.
You want to play word games? Let me ask you a question. You want to play word games? What's the definition of arrogance, please? And you want to throw extra words in there? What is the definition of arrogance? Let's break it down.
Confident.
So if you're arrogant, that means you have a lack of confidence.
Confident.
I'm confused, Rich.
Me too, because.
You're giving an example that's suitable to you, but not suitable to where we could understand it. It's only suitable to you.
I understand what he's saying.
I understand exactly what he's saying. We're saying that it's not correct.
It is
exactly.
It's not correct.
And
y'all vocabulary is not correct.
No.
Okay.
See,
I said this before.
Look at that. Y'all had so much, y'all bumping heads.
Exactly. And I said, before even Joe spoke, I said, either way, you're going to be on his side. Did I not?
Yes, you did.
Did I not? So therefore, I'm not going to play with y'all.
We're gonna call this high.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we're gonna call this. Cashmere, what is your final thought on the topic?
We're going to call this a conference because I have to go to work. And
yes. What is your final thought on the topic, Cashmere?
You know what? After all this, I have no final thought. It is what it is. I'm not going to play with y'all. You guys have a good, blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Queen Cashmere, Ducky Darling Divas.
That's
right.
All right.
Can we get a hand clap?
Excuse me, guys.
All right. Coming up next, we have up-and-coming artist Vane. And we're going to play his smashing single, Stacks, and also his other smashing single, All Ghetto, featuring Red Cafe. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. Trying to get in touch with with Vane. Until we get in touch with Vane, what we're going to do, we're going to hit y'all with this joint by Jay Lachey, tweet me a kiss.
Sitting in class, couldn't answer my cell phone. Teacher left the room, so I jetted to the bathroom. Tried to call you back, but I waited too late. Don't stand me up for an internet date. Straight off the bus, then I'm headed to the mall. Picked out a few things, looking pretty for ya. Get myself together while you're waiting on me. Call you on Skype, I'll be on around three.
Treasure hunt. tongue. Your wifey type material that makes my day. Open minded type of girl that likes to speak what she say. When I come back to town, she gonna come around and hug me. Forgot about her name, I say who she is, I call her lovely. Baby, it's the money that I seen. She the down to earth girl, she don't care about the green. Lovely, shawty in her books and got that mind right. Classy type of lady, you can catch her in the starlight. Lovely, she is so sexy when she naughty. Ladies in the street and she really love to party. Lovely, she the type that makes her out of white. She be true to herself and she true to life. I do this for the ladies. I do this for the ladies. Southern slang gang. It's Young Kano. Play out.
Call me so I can make it juicy for you. Call me so I can make it juicy for you. Call me so I can make it juicy for you.
I can make it juicy for ya. I can take you there, bring you back, then put this booty on ya. Throw my cootie on ya. It's like a movie for ya. In the zone, you should watch me moan. Cause I can drop it low, I can take it to the moon. I'm coming when you go, got you coming soon. And I know you know it's a joke. Baby, watch me.
Time I come around, ladies want me to take them down. Before that, you must do some freaky that will get me around. Blowing out my purple clouds. Time is valuable, so you bent over will be worth the while. Shake it, wiggle it, baby, jiggle it. Open up my tongue, gonna tease it and tickle it. Don't stop, please, till you finish it. You're only gonna be up on your knees for a little bit. Slow it down, speed it up. Automatic cannibal, gonna eat it up, to feed it up. Let me tap out. Now, shorty, shake something until you break something. Four players acting, but my dick, make sure you can't fake nothing. Baby, moan, angry action. Mad verbs make you scream my name louder. Spell it out backwards.
And divided like Moses. To jump in between, I throw my garden snake right in your roses. As she flash, I'm posing in my cash. I throw it just as fast, cause I'm blowing and don't ask, cause you know it. Fall back, fall, fall upon me. I'ma knock him around cause I'm ballin' for free. D-Y-N-S-T and your favorite producer will back me. Stacks in the air when it rain on me. Short hair, don't care, put the drinks on me. Fat ass everywhere, put that thing on me. I'm a free man, girl, lean on me. Cash in, cause she clean on me. My B-E-D. Where we gon' be, pipe ain't right, she won't cheat on me. Kung Fu G-R-I-P on me. With my third leg knee deep in between your wife, that is where you'll finally have her dripping juice like the Jerry curl in the early 90s. Girl, girl, I'm tipping on bop. When I walk up in the club, they show me love. I ain't no thug when you see me throwing dubs, cause I'm really stacked up in the back of the front. In the back of the front, you acting up, you smack this fuck. I'ma patch it up, you can get a back rub while you back it up. I'ma put it in the middle while you throw
me. Call me so I can make it juicy for you.
Call me.
Yeah. Stunt 101.
Yeah. I shoot till I'm stunt. My wrist stay rock till my TVs pop up in the Maybach van. I shoot till I'm stunt. Nigga, you can't see me. My Bentley GT got smoke right there. I shoot till I'm stunt. My neck stay blingin'. My rims stay gleamin'. I'm shining, man. I shoot till I'm stunt. I see you scheming. Nigga, keep on dreaming. I hurt you, man. I shoot till I'm stunt.
7 series BM. 6 series Benz, 24 inches,
see if I need Remy. One real when I'm on one of them.
All that boy out there acting a fool, that's him.
They say I change, man. I'm getting paper, I'm flashy. They like me better when I'm fucked up and ashy. My royalty checks the rebirth for Liberace. Stunt so hard, everybody gotta watch me. And I don't really care if it's platinum or white, though. As long as it's DS bling, they got that light show. In the hood, they say 50, man, your sneaker look right, yo. Just can't believe Reebok did a deal with a psycho. Banks, it's your thing, y'all niggas might blow. Finna drop that, so I suggest you lay low. But keep them cash, bills, 10 the keys, nigga. Getting them 10 the keys, stay tip from me, nigga.
I gotta start, my wrist stay rock till my CDs pop up in a Maybach bin. I shoot you out of start, nigga. You can't see me, my Bentley GT got smoke rings in. I shoot you out of start, my neck stay blingin', my rims stay gleamin', I'm shining, man. I shoot you out of start, I see you scheming, nigga. Keep on dreaming, I hurt you, man. I shoot you out of start.
I'm getting a lot of tension now that I'm rapping. But the kids used to look up to you, what happened? Me on the contrary, hand covered with platinum. Different colored coupes, but I'm in love with the black one. On point, cause you get RIPs when slacking. So the stash box big enough to squeeze a Mac. And yeah, I'm feeling new, but I demand some respect. Cause I already wear your advance on my neck. I'm fresh off the jet, then I breeze to the beaches. Blue Yankee fitted, G-Unit sneakers. I already figured out what to do with all my features. Decorate the basement full of street sweepers. When it comes to stunting, there's nothing you can teach us. We're in a different time zone, your records don't reach us. Nah, I ain't here to save the world. Just roll up a blunt. Come with me out front.
I shoot you out of stunt. My wrist stay rock till my TVs pop up in the Maybach bin. I shoot you out of stunt, nigga. You can't see me. My Bentley GT got smoke ring tint. I shoot you out of stunt. My neck stay blingin', my rims stay gleamin'. I'm shining, man. I shoot you out of stunt. I see you scheming, nigga. Keep on dreaming. I hurt you, man. I shoot
you
out of
stunt. You don't have to like me in a throwback jersey with the throwback Nike. I know you probably seen me with cash money from back in the days. The only thing changes the numbers on the range. I bought me an old school and blew out the brain. The rock the mic tour, I threw off my chain. My three wheels spinning, man, I'm doing my thing. And what in that trouble, man, it's two in the game. Come on now, we all know gold is getting old. The ice in my teeth keeps the crystal cold. G-Unit, homie, acting like y'all don't know. Look, I can't even walk through the mall no more. I just pull up, get out, and get all the hoes. They never seen doors let up on a car before. Don't be mad at me, dog. It's all I know is how to show these Fugazis how it's supposed to go.
I shoot you out of stunt. My wrist stay rock till my TVs pop up in the Maybach bin. I shoot you out of stunt, nigga. You can't see me. My Bentley GT got smoke ring tint. I shoot you out of stunt. My neck stay blingin', my rims stay gleamin'. I'm shining, man. I shoot you out of stunt. I see you scheming, nigga. Keep on dreaming. I hurt you, man. I shoot you out of stunt.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Hey. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the fame, I must still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV. In the park or I'll be a
Sharp Cannon Kodak, Top Coat Cashmere, Will Camo Kojak, wrist and neck, drip drop, clip pop, hold that, Romaine, hand up, stand up, know that, wasn't always rosé, click yeah, viva, Miami for the weekend, eating, Shima, pull up, valet park car, Bima, remember being flat broke till I had Enoch, had to get my change up, change up, like a flat tire side of the road, the right time with the right grind, climbing the roads, rock diamonds that glow, ice blind them and show, heard lights to slide in the hole, it's my way, or the highway, iron the toe, yes, I'm a pro, press iron the foes, talking, what I walk, talk, never the foe, yeah.
You never really noticed me, now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me, just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Zoom in. slim chick like who him. In the low bubble, trouble with the low brim. Running no huddle, double the score. Tom Brady, Mercedes, settle the floor. Won't settle with all, middle finger to law. Parquet, bread and butter, but I hunger for more. Look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore. Mimosas, what I said, starting my mall. While these other niggas playing, cute playing the show. Beachfront, she can front if she want.
Trust.
Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts to be arraigned in court. But no dame,
it's public.
I'm no lame, know how to get dough, get low, the flow flame. My desire is fire, saliva, propane. Q, turn it up, flex, the bitch is always the same.
Yeah. You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Do it big, Chris Wallace. Any night, take flight, St. Thomas. First class recliner, wine and empanadas. Stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage. Touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba. Chick shirt cooler, something like Zamunda. Blue water, white sand, Ronas in the cooler. Cue Mr. Dosecki, come correctly. Chilling, crushed linen, mocha loafers, Giuseppe's, huh? They told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion. Thought you was fancy, huh? Guess you drew like Nancy Dunn. Shed a tip for every lappy run. Real rap, cause on track, he El Cappy, son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens, lights, camera, action, one. Deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. It's just because you see me doing big things, baby. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbossed, that's how she got it in. 1972, she even ran for president. The 91st Congress in 69. New York's 12th district, ahead of her time, ahead of her line. But next, less acknowledge Barbara Shaw and out of Houston, Texas. It's just courage with the power that describes the soul. I so elected to the House of Representatives in 72. Yvonne Burke was elected in that same year, and before that, she has served as the vice chair of the Democratic National Convention. I can't forget to mention a Chicago politician. Carnegie College here served 23, the most powerful black woman in Congress history. I feel you hit my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. We pay homage to MLK, but if not for Katie Hart, it wouldn't be a King Holiday. And Maxine Waters, the voice of South Central, she combated the racism, defending black people. A soldier fighting at equality war, shining light on the dark part they want to ignore. She was elected into Congress in 91, well supported by the hood, and she looked out for the young. A black queen and a force in a political game. We like dreams, soul searching for a spiritual change. Gotta know about the woman representing the pain, like Barbara Rose Collins pointing out the black male strain. I feel you hit my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us. And
1992 was the year of the woman. Doing a lot of things a lot of men thought they couldn't. It was Maxine Waters and Barbara Rose Collins and the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Three black women then elected to Congress. A lot of hating going on, but nobody can stop this powerful black movement. Damn, not finished. Cal Mosley Brown was elected to the Senate. The first black woman to do that, inspiring a whole generation of the young women who lack role models. Now we got a better tomorrow. Plus the list grew in the years that followed. It was Corrine Brown and Carrie Lee, Cynthia Ann McKinney, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Eva Clinton and Eddie Bernice Johnson. Black women elected to the House of Congress. I feel you get my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there gon' be no us, and we salute.
All right, Dons and Divas, let me fill y'all in what's going on real fast. We trying to get in touch with the artists. Until we get in touch with the artists, we just going to be playing up-and-coming artist tracks that was on the show. If you choose to stay on, coming up next, we have Swagger in the building. He will be giving out tickets to his next big event, the Black and White Affair at the Piranha Lounge, June 15th. All right? I do apologize for the inconvenience. So if you stay on the line, if you're still listening, you could tune in at 8. I also listen to the artists because at 8 o'clock, like I said, we have my Swagger. It's crazy. We'll definitely be in the building giving out tickets to his next event. This next joint we actually have coming on is by The Kettle, Takeoff, which is done by Swagger's group, actually. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
ABS Media, Dana.
Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
ABS Media, Dana.
Life where your heart switches sold out. 200,000 seats sold, plus it's cold out. I'm talking about this shit you really need to know about. What you know about? My drama for the bin, show for name is Mike. So high, water pilot for my flight. Welcome to Star Trek for me and Swag. Make pops just getting your mama's wet. Everything you're looking at, I own that. Strike a deep chillin' with her backbone that. Gotta call me and tell me you own that. But before that, I was riding Cadillac, so flat. Now I'm in the G5, he's cold back. Head him to the place where the fucking time rolls back.
ABS,
and I'ma do it again. Breeze past fast, even you in the wind. You missed the mad cash that I blew with my friends. I know I get you mad seeing what I do on my ends now. A nigga got cash to toss up. And pearly whites like a master foster. Fuck you, pay me, prostitution to caution. If you see my money, tell him me at the altar.
ABS, media, guys.
Oh, I'm gonna take my shit.
Cut haters off, even I'm seven. I'm feeling the amount of money being measured. I love my money, long time, my pleasure.
ABS Media, Dana.
Whatever, someone, whoever, really hating on my weather. I make it rain, it's your umbrella. The cheddar that got you wishing I couldn't do no better. Baby, damn, I'm just trying to be king like I'm Coretta.
ABS Media, Dana.
Seeking the beat cause I'm so fly. I can shoot up in the sky and shit on a pigeon. And I always seem to be matching when I'm not around. Got this much jealous motherfucker be lying. I'm surprised that a fact haven't got around. Haters never see the truth because they're too busy flying. Supplying prone, said you just been warned. I ain't waiting cause I'm wishing that any hood would. Having a bush and up an artist who's airborne. And we're on altitude of a lifetime. If you're not with it then go down. And I'ma stay fly to the ending of my lifeline. A man's power never serves to cold ground. And in the kitchen levitating with the magic swagger. I guess I had the jizz on my own style. Since everybody is a swagger jacker. But back to the master fly shit. Your vocab is so irrelevant to the flyness. I always put a crown on my highness. Even got a cloud till I made just to see how the sky fits. Because
ABS Media,
Dad.
Oh, everywhere you wanna go.
Media Guy.
Oh, cause I think like she. Everywhere you wanna go, just money in my pocket.
ABS Media Demo.
Dress fly, drive a car,
drive a car.
You and me, we can go very far,
very far.
Tell you the truth, they gon' hate who we are.
Who we are.
No matter where, who or when, how or why,
how or why.
We gotta do what we do to get by,
to get by.
Get rich, dying, or at least we can try.
We can try.
I see you eyeing every item to buy.
Yeah.
No more crying, now you smiling inside. Throwing Benjamins in the sky from the ride.
From the
time after time, putting pride to the side.
To the
Louis, Gucci, combine and you stride. Down the runway, one day low, my. In the next that you drive. You shine in the sky,
in the sky.
And they know just who you are.
Who
but if they don't, I'ma tell them you're a star.
You're a star.
I'm taking you.
Oh, Thank you. them bottles, I'm throwing them dollars up. And VIP, I'll hit it. I'm sipping on the throne. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I feel my grown man shit like this. I feel my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man. 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 We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot.
Can't nobody stop me.
I'm a baller in my city and that's how I do it. First name money, last name maker. If she looking good, then you know I gotta take her. My money's so bold, your back so timid. Yeah, I'm done, I done did it, I done did it. All black shades with an all black fitted. Yeah, I'm making rain, I'm really broken. Cold, 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 Antarctica. My shade, baby, yeah, I need an Oscar. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man.
Never had, never had, never had.
ever since I've been trying to get it back. You pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. If I like what I found in you, I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste it? Little taste. Novocaine, baby, baby. Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me now. Love me now when I'm gone, love me now. Love me now, numb, 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 numb. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Numb the pain, numb the pain.
And Divas, welcome back. And once again, I do apologize for that little inconvenience. But coming up next, we have my swagger is crazy in the building. And he's going to be talking about his 21st anniversary promotional event, Strictly Business Black and White Affair at the Piranha Lounge. June 15th is going to be bananas. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Whoa, uh-huh, uh-huh, whoa, uh-huh, whoa, I rock Louis on my feet,
whoa,
I rock Louis on my belt,
whoa,
you a broke ass nigga, I'm a boss to the death, to the death. I rock Louis on my feet, I rock Louis on my belt,
whoa.
Broke ass nigga, I'm a boss to the death.
Whoa.
I rock Louis on my feet,
whoa.
I rock Louis on my belt,
whoa.
Broke ass nigga, I'm a boss to the death,
whoa.
Broke ass nigga, I'm a boss to the death,
whoa.
Broke ass nigga, I'm a boss to the death. Yeah, I'm fresh, yeah, I'm fresh, yeah, I'm fresh. Look at me, got a restaurant in my crib, so that mean I don't go out to eat. Got a yacht that's parked outside, got a bad bitch in my ride, 20 bricks up in my spot, red Lambo parked outside. All my niggas ain't ride that file, don't blow but pass that loud. I just need to try it. If it's good, then I buy some pounds.
Yeah.
We don't mess with them broke hoes. My garage, car show. My ice, rose gold. Pillsbury, we got dough.
I rock Louis on my feet. I rock Louis on my belt.
You a broke ass nigga. I'm a boss to the death.
I rock Louis on my feet. I rock Louis on my belt.
You a broke ass nigga. I'm a boss to the death. To the death. To the death. To the death. To the death.
You
a broke ass nigga. I'm a boss to the death.
Dad,
to the death.
lid. I rock Gucci in my sleeve. Like the letter after F. I'm a G. I'm a G. I hate when they touch the fire. Get up from the stand and lie. Put a head out on that guy.
Why?
He ain't built for all that time. Only mess with some real niggas. Stand up, don't swell, nigga. Courtroom, blue suit. Go to trial, gotta lay us down. At the bar, they never found. Get a sick, pop quick. Girl told me that he a clown. My money never running out. I rock Louis on my feet. I rock Louis on my belt. You a broke ass nigga. I'm a boss to the death. I rock Louis on my feet. I rock Louis on my belt. You a broke ass nigga. I'm a boss to the death. To the death. To the death. To the death. You a broke ass nigga. I'm a boss to the death. 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 You a broke ass nigga. I'm a boss to the death. To the death. You a broke ass nigga, I'm a boss to the death.
Dons and Divas, once again, I do apologize for the inconvenience. With me right now, I have my Swagger Is Crazy in the building. Swagger, welcome to the show.
What's going on, bro?
What's going on? What it do, Swag? What it do, man?
That's what I do.
I feel it. It's been a rough night. You a lifesaver tonight.
Yeah,
you definitely a lifesaver tonight. I got people calling in. They know you're giving out tickets, and oh man, my line was flooded. I think they thought you come on at a certain time when you didn't. I said I think my listeners thought you come on at a certain time when you didn't, because my line was flooded. You know, I think you put on a thing. You're gonna be giving out tickets. You know, for the next big event. But you know what? Let's get into that right now.
Yes,
like, I know a lot of people definitely know what's going on. Because, you know, you're doing big things like crazy. You got the Paradise on lock. You have Perks on lock. And now you're having your 21st anniversary at the Piranha Lounge. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, the Piranha Lounge. That venue right there is just sexy. That's some grown folks shit down here. You know what I'm saying? Two levels is just sexy. It's just like, you know, I 21 years in this game, man. I've been blessed to meet a lot of good people, you know, as far as business and personal.
Yeah.
And I think I wanted to do something really extra, you know what I'm saying? Bring it to the next level for that grown and sexy and mature crowd, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I went downtown, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, oh, man, you know, we always throw parties in the Paradise. And I thought, don't purse, you throw parties in purse. When you throw something downtown, I'm like, all right, I got something for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Don't call my hand. Don't call my hand. So, you know, I got on my Googled a couple of venues. I came up with this joint. It's crazy. The joint is so sexy. It's like, it's crazy. The atmosphere is just crazy. You know, the people that come hang out there, you know, every race, color, shade, whatever you is in there. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what it
is. Now, who do you have doing this event with you, or are you doing it solo?
I got a few people with me. I got my boy, Luke and Isaiah. He's celebrating his birthday. I got my man, Swagger Prince. He's down with Three Gents and the team, and he's celebrating his birthday. And I got a childhood friend I grew up with, you know what I'm saying? He got a little EMT jumping on for Black Cheddar Entertainment. His name is Charlie Rowland. So, you know, we got some heavy hitters for this one right here.
Now, let me ask you, because I know you have your group, because we just played a couple of the tracks. Are you going to have them performing down at the event, or are you just letting them relax that night?
I'm not relaxed, you know what I'm saying? It's just relaxing day, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just have a good time. You know what I'm saying? But you know, they might just pop up and do something. I don't know. They just, you know, they decide they want to do something. That's for them. But, you know, I just saw them come out, you know what I'm saying, have some drinks, mingle, meet some people.
Okay. Now, Swag, let me ask you, what's the dress code? Will there be jeans and hard bottoms or straight slacks for this
joint?
No,
no jeans. Jeans, you know what I'm saying? You can do the white uptowns with the white shell toe with the linen, you know what I'm saying? No white T-shirts. You know, collar shirts mandatory. You know, ladies' heels are mandatory. I'm going to say this again. Ladies, heels are mandatory. We at the beach with the flip-flops, so we ain't doing that. And I know it's sometimes, you know, your feet start hurting, you know, but you got to walk with the heels on.
Exactly. Now, the Piranha Lounge, like, it's crazy. What's the capacity for that lounge? Because you do it big in Paradise, and you know the capacity is crazy there. Is the capacity same as the Paradise Theater?
The capacity for Verona Lounge, top and bottom, and have a basement room.
In the basement room?
Like 1,500.
Okay. Now, so since you got it as like a black and white affair, is it mandatory you wear black and white for this event?
Yes, sir. See, let's talk about that. I had a few phone calls. All right, the dress code is black and white. Meaning, you can wear black and white, or you can wear black and white.
But as long as it's black and white.
Right.
That's the main
thing. We're not counting shoes, ladies. We're not counting shoes. But the top has to be black and white, or white or black.
Now, so what time you plan on starting this, and what time is it going in?
Oh, 10 to 4.
Oh, 10 to 4. So we got it. Oh, so you definitely doing the bit.
I got
so
the DJ, DJs, may I say. I got Smoosky from the Union, and I got the most dangerous DJ Mouse Star. I know y'all probably heard of him. He was on Master of the Mix on BET.
Oh, okay.
I bought him, so, you know what I'm saying? He coming out. And I got my Rat Pack brother hosting Boogie Black. Can't forget him.
Yeah, Boogie Black.
You know, we got some joints coming out of New York. I'm telling you, we got some joints coming out.
Swagger, you going like in and out. I hear like staticky. I can't really understand. You're going like in and out right now.
You can hear me now?
Yeah. I can hear you now.
Yeah.
I just want them to know exactly what's going on.
Oh, yeah, because it's going to be crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy, you know? It's going to be crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're going crazy, you know what I'm saying? I just had this, like, yo, in a minute, ain't going to be no more tickets.
I feel you. Now, how long did it actually take you to, you know, get this whole thing together?
Well, you know, I always do my anniversary parties in June. Always. So that's something that's like automatic. So I give myself like about 2 months to get the word out, get the buzz out. And that's about it. You know?
Okay. Now, considering you being you, so you just decide to have your anniversary down there just to do something totally different, to take it to another level?
Yeah, I wanted to go to another level. You know what I'm saying? I want to see people like, this is what you could do in time if you put hard work into it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, in this business, you just can't go walking up in a venue and get it. You know what I'm saying? You got to have credentials. What I had to do for this, I had to send them pictures of my past events and all this other stuff, you know, background checks and all that other stuff, so. And it makes you feel good that you were able to accomplish something like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, downtown, they ain't giving up just to nobody.
For sure. We ain't gonna lie about that. Now, what I want to ask you is, did you think you would be as big as you are in the promotional field right now?
Yo, you know, somebody just asked me that the other night, and I got stuck. I can't even answer the question.
Because, I mean, you everywhere. You everywhere. We was at the Butter Lounge last night, and I seen some people from the show, and they know about your joint. And he's like, you know, matter of fact, the artist that's coming on next, because he's like, yo, I want to go. His birthday is Sunday. He's like, yo, I said, well, you better call in. That's the only way you're going to get some tickets.
Yeah. Yeah,
unless you're gonna buy the tickets, you know. But
I never really consider myself like a big figure in this business. You know what I'm saying? I stay humble. You know what I'm saying? I don't walk around with a big head. Like people that I have met, like say for example, I'm the trendsetters, right?
Okay.
When they first met me, Couture was like, you know, I was kind of scared to talk to you because you always looking mean. And I'm like, me? I'm like, no, I'm humble. I'm quiet. I just ain't that type of person. You will never see me in the club yelling, acting crazy just to be seen. I'm more laid back. You know what I'm saying? Y'all let the other people do that. That's your job. I'm just going to lay back, and I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying, get my little drink, my little two-step, and I'm out the door. I'm not with all that, I got to pop bottles to be seen, or you see me with a table full of bottles, and, oh, that's who that is. No, I'm not doing all that. I feel like if the work I put out, I shouldn't have to.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't have to have a whole bunch of celebrities sitting up in my party, and I don't have to put a celebrity on my fly talking about this is going to be here and all that. No, I don't feel like I have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the type of person, what you put in is what you're going to get out.
You're definitely right about that.
You're not
going to
get no results.
You're definitely right about that.
But when they asked me that question, I was like, wow, like, you know, I don't consider myself a big, like, I don't see myself as that. I don't want to be looked at as that. You know what I'm saying? Just enjoy yourself. If you see me, a lot of people hit me up like, yo, I'm at your party and I seen you and I wanted to say hi to you, but you were so busy. Listen, just catch you by the arm. I ain't gonna turn around and slap you. I'm like, okay, what's going on? I'm saying, come and say hi. I mean, I'm not that type of party. It's crazy because people got inbox like the next day, like, oh, I seen you, but you was busy and I wanted to say hi to you. And it's, well, just wave back. Oh, come over here. You know, pick anybody that know me. No, I'm the most humblest person in the world. I walk around. I greet people, you know what I'm saying? If I see a dude, a girl, and I having a good time, I'm going to do something over there and talk to him. Like, hey, what's going on? You all right? You want a drink or something? Because it's not tight, you know what I'm saying? It's sort of environment. You got to make people feel comfortable.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's I don't do all that VIP and roping me off and I want nobody come by. I don't do all that. I'm out there with the people. That's what I'm like. You won't find me in the middle of the dance floor somewhere. You're not gonna find me in a corner like I'm not doing it. I don't believe in that VIP section and but ain't nobody special. Everybody's special in their own way, but you're out here having a good time.
Exactly. I definitely feel you on that. And that's big right there. That's serious.
You know what I'm saying?
You know?
People sit around, they wanna do VIP and they wanna pop their bottle. All right, God bless you. But I'm not doing it. I'm gonna make sure my people have a good time. If I see a young lady and she's standing by herself, I'll snatch her. We in the dance floor. And I bet you're going to end the night, you're going to have a motherfucker smile on her face talking about when the next party. Because I got a mean two-step now. I got a two-step. So it's all about having fun, man. Have fun with the people.
Definitely. And that's what it's about at your events, though, because I could say each one I went to, all the events, I had a ball. I definitely had a ball. Now,
there's a lot of people.
Exactly. Now, Swag, how many more years you feel you have left
in this game?
You know, to do events. How many more years you feel you have left to be
doing
the
promotion? When I start having fun, that's when it's over for me. I'm having fun right now. Because a lot of people don't know, like, they just know Swagger Like Us Entertainment. Before I was Swagger Like Us Entertainment, I was Pretty Black Entertainment. That's when I first came out under Reggie Wells when I was selling tickets. Then I went to Fan Production with me and my man Mel.
Mm.
And then we had Daddy Rich Productions. So we would do parties. And, like, people just, they don't know that. Like, they just know Swagger Like Us. They don't know, like, before I was Swagger, it was Pretty Black. It was Fan Production. It was Daddy Rich production, you know. I had a, you know, I just started Swagger Like Us 3 years ago, but all collectively together, I got 21 years.
Wow, that's like a career for you, bro, right there.
Yeah, you know, and I just been doing it, you know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of these promoters, they know me from doing like the Bronx parties and stuff like that, but I was doing parties downtown when I was pretty black at the time, so they don't ever know who I was because, you know, not too many Bronx cats going downtown.
Yeah, they stay local.
Some of them just don't want to leave the block. A lot of people just don't want to leave. They comfortable party in their neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They don't want to go meet different people, places, and things. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. You know, 21 years, I've been blessed, man. I got two more female productions coming out. You know?
Okay. We have a call on the line for you, Swag. We're going to bring that caller in right now. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, my Swag is Crazy on the line.
Swag is Crazy. What up, Swag?
What up? Who I'm talking to?
Talking to Joe.
Joe?
Yes.
Joe, okay, what's up, bro? How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Listen, man, you be doing them things like really big, popping them bottles and all that, man. Every event I go to, it's definitely a place that I always want to be. You know what I mean? So my question to you, Swag, where do you find this energy, man, to do these events?
Say it again, I hear you.
Huh?
I need to repeat the question again.
I said, every event that I attended that you hosted, definitely a banger. Where do you get this energy to do this, man? You know what I mean? Because I know it's not something you can just do. You have to put a whole lot of energy into this.
You know, I just try to make a good chemistry with the people. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to invite the hood to like where I know the working class people going to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to invite the dude that's going to light a blunt up in the spot. You know what I'm saying? You can stay home and smoke.
Exactly.
You know. And I just try to keep it very grown, sexy, mature. I'm not saying, I got a lot of hood niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know a lot of them ain't going to put on a pair of shoes and slacks at some party. But that's not my fault. This is how I make my bread. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you choose you, then, like, it's just like some of them coming out because it's like, you know, you're wearing white uptown, so they're going to get their little white uptown, little linen pants, and they're going to party. But when I throw my other venues, like the suits and shoes and suited and booted, that's not going to come.
That's right. Keeping it growing and sexy. I hear you.
Because, you know, cause I think a lot of them went to a lot of parties where the hood will fuck your party up.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga that's popping them bottles is going to get drunk and show your ass. Because he feel I don't spend a couple of $1,000 on these bottles. I own a club, man. I own the people in it. So he won't walk around tough and acting crazy.
Yeah, that's not what we're there for.
That's what we're there for. We're here to have a good time. I want the men to meet the ladies. I want the ladies to meet the men. I want the husbands and wives, you know. Cause, matter of fact, on the 16th, two of my very close friends are celebrating 16 years of marriage at my party.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So we don't need all that, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Like, I throw like a hood party. I'll throw a hood party in a minute. But I'm not throwing it downtown. You know what I'm saying? I'll keep it local. Because when you were downtown and you deal with these, you know, you say you're dealing with certain individuals, if you ain't talking their language, which is money, and you can't bring no money in, and you're not bringing the right atmosphere in, they don't want you in your venue.
Yeah, true story.
You know what I'm saying? And that's you know, I've been blessed to have nice, peaceful, productive, successful, no incident events. I've been blessed with that.
Yeah.
You had a few. I had a few, don't get me wrong. I had a few, but it was nothing major where somebody got hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like a quickie, like a push or shove. Hey, what y'all doing? Hey, we ain't doing that either.
Yeah. Not, no gunplay, right? No gunplay.
No, no, we ain't doing that. Y'all go, to Rock Swing Land or Coney Island and set up them guns down there. We ain't doing that shit up there. Nah, but you know, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I've been blessed to have a good clientele in this building even more. So I've been blessed with that. You know what I'm saying?
I can tell you, man, I'm not a party person, you know what I mean? You know, when I went to the first party, man, it was like, all right, I can do this again. I don't right now, I don't even think I can go to anybody else's party, man. To be honest with you, I'm keeping it real with you. So right now, when I go to yours, I know I'm safe, I'm comfortable, I know I'm around the right people, you know what I mean? I'm good. Like, I'm just not going to go out there and take a chance to go to anybody else's party for the simple fact of what you're talking right now. Everybody's party is not going to be like your party. So I'm going to stay with Swag's party because Swag, a.k.a. me, you got some style to what you do. You feeling me? That's how I see it.
Yeah, like you hit it right on the nose. Ain't nobody going to go no place where they ain't comfortable.
Exactly.
Because I walk in and walk out quick. Because if I see too many white T-shirts with baseball caps, I'm not staying in there. I'm being real. I'm not staying.
Yes, sir.
My people say, we look it up and say, that nigga is not doing no hood party. That nigga see over 30 white T-shirts matching baseball caps, he's leaving. He's leaving. Well, I be thinking like that whole atmosphere is just like it's like a whole different atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in first of all, I'm not going there. If I can't do what I want to do, which promote what I'm trying to do, I'm not going. Like sometimes, you know, I got people that, you know, other promoters that's their thing. They do a strip club party. They do it. I'll come and go by, but I won't pass out my flies in it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I won't do that, but I'll come by. It's going to be short, but I'm going to come by. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like one drink, I'm going. You know what I'm saying? But I won't bring the atmosphere to what I'm doing. I won't do that because all money is not good money.
That's right. Just remind them ladies, Swag, please, wear them heels. Wear them heels.
Yeah, listen, if anybody see my fly, the dress code I broke down is so crazy. A chick called me like, you is not playing with the dress code. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Because I just can't understand, like, a woman, a grown-ass woman, why you don't wear shoes? Why you don't put on heels? You know what I'm saying? Put on some heels, they're going to hurt you. Because me personally, I love a chick and some heels. If a chick got a mean shoe game, oh, I'm all in. I'm all in. Don't give me, I wear my jeans and my uptowns and all that other good shit. But when I want to get, when I'm done with my events, and I'm talking about suited and booted, I'm going to get suited and booted. Now, this right here, the black and white affair, you know, it's hot, the weather's breaking, you know what I'm saying? And I know me as a grown ass man, I ain't put on no white shoes.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
I just can't. I just think that shit is so, like, crazy. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I see dudes, like, I went to a white affair, and I see niggas with white shoes, and I'm like, yo, where you got them at?
So
like, I could never do that. I could go buy a pair of white shoes. I can't do it. I just can't do it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to make it a little easy on the fellas. White uptowns, white shell toe. No track sneakers with all the different colors and all that shit. No.
Straight up white uptowns,
white shell toe Adidas with linen pants, not jeans. Fellas, if you're listening, if you're coming in with jeans, you're not getting in. No shorts. We ain't there at the beach. We ain't at a cookout. Go to K&G's. Go to one of the fucking stores. Get you some linen pants. They're not special.
We have another call on the line for you, Swag. We're going to bring that caller in now. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes, hello? We can hear you.
Hello, hi, Swagger.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
You speaking to Star from the Bronx.
Hi, Star.
Hi.
From the Bronx.
I have to make sure you guys can hear me because my reception is a little messed up. But anyway, Swagger, I wanted to know how I could put on my black and white and my heels and come party with you. How can I win some tickets?
How can you do that?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to tell you how you can do it. On the 15th, right, this is what you do. You get your shoes, you get your black and white outfit, you go to 28th Street and Madison Avenue, and you say, Swag said I'm on his guest list.
Okay.
That's it? That's it?
That's it. And Star, you can bring a guest with you too, boo.
Can you repeat that, sir?
I said you can bring a guest with you too.
Oh, you can bring a friend with you too.
Okay.
Yes, you can. So, right now, you got the memo, right? Hello?
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 Star, you got the memo? You got the memo?
You said, do I have a number?
I said, you have the memo. The memo. What you got to do on the 15th?
The memo.
No.
In other words, you got everything that he said?
Yeah, I got what he said.
Ready to send out the smoke signal?
You said on the 15th, go down to Madison Square Garden?
I said on the 15th, you go to the Piranha Lounge on 28th Street and Madison Avenue.
Okay.
You're my girlfriend or your boyfriend, because you got a guess with you now. Got that down?
Yes, got that down.
You walk up to the door, and you say, Swagger says, I'm on his guest list. And they're going to say, who are you? You're going to say, my name is Star. And on that guest list, they're going to say, Star plus one. And you got free entry.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Okay, I got it now. Thank you.
All right, baby, you have a good weekend, and I'll see you. And make sure you come to me now. Hey, what happened?
I said, of course I will. I got to get my black and white ready.
All right, but I got something for you. I came to the party, and I seen you, but you was way over there. All right, okay. All right.
In the string.
Let me know the tips of the winner, and we take the question.
Yes.
Hello?
Star,
is your reception all right?
No, my reception is bad.
Oh.
But I had to make my call in.
That's a terrible thing.
We need to get back together, baby. How do you have a conversation with that reception?
I didn't even hear what you said, Greg.
I said, how do you and your boyfriend have a conversation with that reception?
How are you going to have a conversation?
What?
Hello?
So you said the shit out of me, though. For real. You're like, I'm going to have a shit with you, so this shit is just some chicken shit.
Swagger and Rich Money. Don't be laughing at my reception. Don't be laughing at my call.
What kind of phone you got? Oh, see? You got a boot mobile.
My reception is good enough for me to hear my information and to speak to Swag.
When I
see you on Saturday, I will show you my phone.
That's Friday.
That's Friday. June 15th. Hello? Star? Her reception is gone.
Yo, that was crazy. Oh, my Lord, Jesus. What the hell kind of phone is
back in the days, right?
Yeah, boy, you have a good time. Friday, June 15th, we'll have a good time. And look out for my Pink and White affair. Gonna be crazy, too.
Yeah, well, what upcoming events you got coming on after the Strictly Business event, Swag?
I got the Pink and White affair, my annual Pink and White affair I do every year. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do that at a rooftop venue.
Oh, okay, yeah?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a rooftop venue. We can look out and see them all. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm in the works, you know what I'm saying? Oh, matter of fact, that's Boogie Black official birthday party.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, man, that's his birthday party. And I'm also doing something for Danny. I want to congratulate her. One of my girls on my team was Swagger Like Us, Danny. She's over her own hair salon at Sugar Hill, Harlem. So, you know, y'all ladies, y'all stop by, get your hair done. She's good at what she do. You can hit up on her page, Danny on Facebook. Yeah, she's opening up a shop. Congratulations to her.
Oh,
Yeah, she got her own little hair salon.
I know she's happy about that, starting your own business. And nothing better than that.
Matter of fact, she just got her first endorsement today, too, as far as commercials.
Mm-hmm.
It's a condom commercial. But she told me this shit, I said, yo, you a mess. She's like, yo, it's money. I said, ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, some condom products is giving her shout-outs on their commercials. So, listen, it's advertised. That's what you do.
I feel you.
You can put some Swagger Like Us condoms. I wouldn't give a fuck. Yeah, but I got that coming up, and then in August, all the girls on my team is getting together and they're doing their first big event.
Oh, all right.
I forgot the name of it is You're a Bad Girl and Your Friend Bad Too.
Wow.
So there's gonna be all the Swagger girls, the Swagger family, all the girls, all the ladies. out of it. So that's how I go. September, I do my annual denim stiletto event. I think that was the first event y'all came to.
Yeah, exactly.
The
paradise. Exactly.
Yeah, that was the motivation event.
Yep. Let me ask you one more question. After you feel you're ready to retire from doing promotional events, what's your next step?
My next step, I always had the dream of owning my own venue. I want to own my own venue, and I want to open up a shelter for battered women.
That's deep.
That's what I want to do. Because, you know, the women are hard, man. You know what I'm saying? I see these little dudes now, like that young generation is crazy. They just disrespectful with the women, man. I was walking on that alley yesterday, walking up the porch, and this dude was screaming at that chick so crazy. She just was in tears, like, damn. Motherfucker, bitch. I'm gonna fuck you. She cried, she ran away, but I'm still cussing. Hey, motherfucker. I said, this nigga crazy. This nigga crazy. I'm gonna do it every time a nigga screaming, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm on I-95. I ain't gonna talk about it. I gotta tell you one thing. Just send me some cigarettes to commissary. I'm good, because I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. But really, that's my goal. I'm going to open a center for battered women. You know what I'm saying? Because women, they got it hard, man. And it's a struggle for them, man. It's a struggle. I mean, we have a lot of good women that's coming up and doing their thing. Bus drivers, train conductors, the first ladies, black women. You know, we got some shit going on, but there's a lot of women that need that extra push. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That they mother, you know what I'm saying, their young mothers. You know what I'm saying? Then they got this dude over here that ain't working, but he beating her ass every day. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to get away, but she don't know where to go because everybody turns their back on her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, there's a lot of that going around, man. It's crazy how many dudes is in jail for domestic violence, man. It's not even in jail for more than one right now.
Wow.
So, you know, I tell these dudes, man, keep asking yourself, man. If you don't
exactly.
Your mama ass or your sister ass, don't put your hand on a woman, man.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong, exactly. I ain't gonna tell you, I had my few slaps back in the day. Don't get me wrong. I had a few of them back in the day. I'm gonna do that shit now.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? There's so much going on with these young people. As far as dudes, some of them could be saved, but some of them don't want to be saved.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
And I'm a firm believer, like, you're a young man. And whoever is a man in your life, grandfather, uncle, whatever, older than you, has to take that responsibility. These young girls, they don't have that. Because the first day a young girl get pregnant, the mama got an attitude. I ain't babysitting. So now she got to go to school. And on the flip side of that, oh, you had a baby, I'm putting on my welfare budget. Where the fuck they do that at?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy out here for these young ladies, man. Crazy. They don't know they don't know if they want to be with a man or a woman. They don't know what their sexuality is. They just going crazy. It's just crazy.
Wow. All right, yo, Swag. What I want you to do is let them know that information one more time.
Okay. June 15th, my 21st anniversary celebration, strictly business black and white affair at the exclusive two-level Piranha Lounge. This event is for the grown, the sexy, and the motherfucking mature. If you can't get all three, you better get two out of three.
You are, Swag. It's always a pleasure having you on, yo. Yo, it's always a pleasure having you on. You making my day and all that, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I always have fun when I come. When I come through, I love to have fun with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always show me love. You know what I'm saying? I always tell y'all, GQ Palace, y'all family, whatever I'm doing. Just say whatever, y'all. Welcome to come on down.
No doubt, yo. You definitely going to see us up in there. Ain't no question about it.
Yes,
yo,
sir.
Swag, once again, you know, it's an honor having you on, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, bro.
All right.
All right. See you on Friday.
No doubt.
All right.
My swagger is crazy, Dons and Divas. All right. Coming up next, we have entertainment lawyer Robert Ross. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, love of entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Color caramel. My swag is at its all-time hottest, off the record path. no lie.
Dons and Divas, welcome back. And with me right now, I have Robert Ross. Rob, welcome to the show. Rob, what's going on, man? I'm sorry for the little. I'm all right. I can't complain. How's everything going with you?
Good. Just driving. Talking to you.
All right. You know. So, last time I talked to you, you know, you had things going on. But now you got a whole lot of things going on right now.
Yeah. God has been great, bro. We've been blessed. A whole lot of things going on right now.
So, you know, let us know about some of the things you got going on right now.
Last time we talked, I told you that, you know, one of the things that I had an issue with was a lot of the artists that I represent don't have a home. You know, it's real difficult to get signed to a major label these days. So what we did was we wanted to put ourselves and with the connections that I have with my partners, we started another label called The Three Horsemen. It's a brand new, very intriguing, very cutting edge record label. What we do is we provide 360 deals to specific management companies that have the financial wherewithal to be able to back their own project.
Okay.
So basically, we bring the best of the best of the best to the thoroughbred. So, you know, let's say, for instance, you have a management company and your management company has, you know, a certain investment pool that they're working with and they don't really know how to move the product, but they have the money to put behind the brand. We bring the brand and all the fixings to the table.
Wow.
That includes reality TV. That includes pitching any type of television or movie scripts that you may have. It's not just music. We're covering everything that we do. It's a way of life. It's we call it the 360 hybrid physical distribution. It's a physical digital distribution revolution.
So you're not only doing music. So like what else you distribute? You know, the distributor company is working with.
I mean, the way that the label's set up. Everything with the label is based on relationships. Every relationship we have is probably 1 to 2 degrees in terms of a sphere, in terms of how we deal with people. We don't have to go through 3 or 4 different people to get things done. We're dealing with senior vice presidents. We're dealing with presidents. We're dealing with different genres of the business that allow us to be able to, you know, allow an artist that wants to think out of the box and has the money to support it to be able to do that. See, the problem is, so many labels have lost money in reference to putting money behind an artist that didn't go anywhere. So labels are very, very, very trigger shy to pay anyone a large amount of money to put out a project. Even independent artists still have a hard time putting their music out because if you don't have the money for marketing, then you're really dead in the water before you start. So what we've done is we've established a niche where there are people that are very well off that are still in the music business, but going to kind of do their own thing without the politics that comes behind being signed to a major label. So we give them the major label experience without all of the nonsense behind it.
Okay. So let me ask you,
How can the artist attract endorsement or merchandise deals using their identity?
Good question. I think the one thing they have to do, they got to create value within themselves. Most companies that are interested in offering endorsements normally will not offer an endorsement to anyone unless it's either fitting the product that they're providing or that artist or that writer. Case in point is Neo. Neo has a new endorsement deal with Malibu Red. Well, think about it. He's senior vice president over at Motown. He's a Grammy award-winning artist. He's done tons of videos. You know, his brand is what a liquor company would want, but you got to be careful with that because anything that you attach your name to now becomes synonymous with you for the long haul, you know. One of the young ladies that I represent, her name is Black Mistress, that I mentioned on your last show. She currently has an endorsement deal with Tiffany. We actually had a situation where she was going to be at a Bad Girls Club, but we had to walk away from that because that was not good for her image. So what wound up having to happen is we had to wind up losing an opportunity to take advantage of another one.
Wow. Now, should an artist need to have a lawyer or agent shop around their material, or should they just work that on their own?
I mean, it depends upon how the material is being presented. It depends upon how serious the artist is. My accountant, best friend, business partner, Bert Fidel, always makes it clear that, you know, an artist definitely needs a lawyer, a manager, an accountant. But, you know, you got a lot of artists out here that think just because they're hot in their area and they dropped a mixtape on Dat Pimp or Coast to Coast, that all of a sudden now they're ready for the music business. And it's not. The reality is less than 10% make it in this business, okay? 90% fail. So you're already on a losing team from the beginning. What makes you different than anyone else is a lot of the way that you come across and the way that you present yourself. You know, some of the hottest spitters in the game right now are not necessarily creatively inclined, but because they built their buzz to a point where they can't be ignored, then that's how they get on. But yeah, definitely, you definitely need some sort of representation. I just, you know, at the stage of where I'm at in my career, if I'm looking at anyone, you gotta already have something already going on in order for me to want to really deal with you. If you're brand new, you're still trying to put your stuff together, that's a long grind. And it's a very unfruitful grind, you know? So, you know, everything's got to be solid.
Now, see, like you said, it's brand new. Now, a man of your caliber, when entertainers first begin, what is it they should know or need to know?
All right, can you phrase that question again? I'm sorry.
All right, I said, what a man of your caliber, when entertainers first begin, what is it that they need to know? What is it that they really should know? Like you said, because when you start from the beginning, you know, it's like a whole railroad.
Yeah, it is. They just need to know what lane they need to be in. The first thing is, always remember, the music business is a business. The business of music is huge because it's not just about, it's not about just your creativity. You want to make sure that you protect your creativity, and you want to make sure that you're getting paid off of the creativity that you put out there. You want to learn the business. You have to be a student of your craft. A lot of artists are not students of their craft. They are they're very inclined to have someone else do the business for them, and then when the person that does the business for them shices them, then it becomes very uncomfortable for them, and then they wish they would have known more. You know, I believe that there's a learning curve, but I see a lot of artists that get real sloppy and they get raggedy in their approach when it comes to the business of music, because what they do is they think that just a creativity piece, they just want to be on stage, they just want to write a song, they want to go to parties, they want to do all the superficial stuff that doesn't have anything to do with the business. All that pomp and circumstance and fluff don't mean anything, because this business is so cutthroat and it's such a cesspool of negativity that you got to know how to swim with the sharks, so to speak.
Now, you know, because I know there's a lot of artists out there listening. Can you describe the basic copyright protection and registration?
Yeah. Anything that you're writing needs to be registered with the Copyright Office first and foremost. When you're registering your copyright, what you're doing is you're giving the ability of making sure that your song is protected. The average copyright length of time is 70 years, and when you're copywriting your music, what it does is it gives the right for you to be able to license your music out to different entities. Let's say your music is going to be picked up for a soundtrack or score. Or let's say a publishing company is interested in signing you. When your music is copyrighted, it allows the publishing company to be able to license your music out so that you can start generating income off of it.
Wow. Okay. Now, how can an artist protect the title of their music being played, though?
So how can they protect the title?
Yeah.
Expand on that a little bit.
Okay, their music is being played, you understand? Because you got some people that play the artist material, and they don't have the rights to play that material, but they never got that music copywritten for them to play it. So how do they go about getting that title of that music played, you know, being protected, you understand? So
well,
the proper protocol is
the following. When you write a song, the first two things that you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to copyright the song. That's to protect the legality of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to register the song with either ASCAP, BMI, or CSAT. That's what they call a PRO, or what they call a performing rights organization.
ASCAP's
responsibility is to make sure that anytime your record is played on any radio station, their job is to be able to go ahead and collect the royalties from those stations. Now, there's something called a blanket license. Every time a record is played, there has to be permission from the licensor, which would be you.
Mm-hmm.
And ASCAP and BMI and CSAT agreed with the record labels to go ahead and give the radio stations what they call a blanket license, meaning that instead of a radio station always having to file a license to be able to see if they can get the rights to play the record, that blanket license allows them to be able to pretty much play anything on the air, as long as they're reporting it back to ASCAP, BMI, and CSAT.
Okay. Now, as you've been entertained, what is actually the job description for an entertainment lawyer?
It's like a cop, detective. At the end of the day, what we do is we have one thing about entertainment lawyers. We make the music industry go round. We're the ones that pretty much cultivate the laws. We're the ones that change a lot of what's going on with the music business. But, you know, my job is pretty simple. You know, I have so many different roles. It's not even just entertainment attorney, not just music, but it's protecting athletes, it's protecting actors, it's protecting movie stars, it's protecting anybody that wants to get into the entertainment business. And entertainment is not just music. The word entertaining means entertaining someone. Okay? So it just depends. One thing I've learned in 18 years I've been practicing is every situation is different. But it all has something, there's a certain commonality behind everything.
Now, are there some different methods of financing the artist material, or is it just one specific method?
You said, is there what now?
Is there different methods for financing the artist material?
That's a very good question. financing an artist material, well, first and foremost, it depends upon what it is that you're dropping. That's the problem with most artists. Most artists believe now that, you know, as long as they got the creativity side of it locked in, that somebody's supposed to step up like an angel investor and all of a sudden give them a certain amount of money for them to be able to put their project out. And that is just the most that's the most asinine and almost delusional way of thinking I could possibly imagine. With the economy being what it is right now, my thing is, if you're an artist and you believe in what you're doing, and you believe that this is going to be, quote-unquote, your life's work, you need to find innovative ways of being able to finance your own project so that at the end of the day, when you come to see someone like me, all it takes is for me to be able to walk it through a door and get you a proper deal, or there may very well be someone in the private equity industry that may very well be interested in getting by you to be able to do something with your music. But, you know, there's got to be some sort of...
Hello, Rob? Wow. You know what? We lost Robert Ross. His call had dropped. But, you know, time is actually up. But I'm going to definitely get back in touch with him, and we definitely going to have him back on. You know, that was Robert Ross, Dons and Divas. Well, that's it for tonight's show. Like I said, we're going to get back in touch with Robert Ross and have him back on. I want to thank Queen Cashmere Duffy with her GQ General Question. I want to thank my man Swagger for coming on and giving out those tickets. Don't forget, June 15th, his event, Strictly Business, is going to be bananas at the Piranha Lounge at 79th Madison Avenue on 28th Street. Like I said, June 15th, congratulations to Star for winning those tickets. She's definitely going on the guest list. I also want to thank entertainment lawyer Robert Ross. We're going to have him back on. Ain't no question about it, because there's still some things we need to discuss. I want to thank you, the listeners. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. I want to give a shout-out to my cousin LaShawn Stucky Achibar. Happy birthday, cousin. We on our way. I want to also give a birthday shout-out to my aunt, Denise Felder. Rest in peace, Niecy. We love you, but God love you best. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend. This is GQ Palace signing off. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.